Flags around the city of San Luis Obispo are at half-staff today following a shooting yesterday evening that claimed the life of a police officer and a suspect and left another injured. Here's San Luis Obispo City Manager Derek Johnson.
Yesterday, I had to share the most difficult news I've ever had to deliver, that our community lost one of the dedicated servants while doing his job and keeping our community safe.
Detective Luca Benedetti was shot and killed while serving a search warrant to an apartment on Camellia Court in San Luis Obispo. Another officer, Detective Steve Orozco, was injured during the incident and was transported to Sierra Vista Hospital, where he was released Monday evening. San Luis Obispo police said six LOPD officers served the search warrant. At a press conference Tuesday, incoming police chief Rick Scott addressed the police officers gathered at a San Luis Obispo fire station.
Each of you come to work knowing any day something like this could happen. Even still, these incredible men and women brave these odds in service to our community and to each and every one of you.
Acting Police Chief Brian Amoroso says that the search warrant was for possible stolen property related to a series of burglaries that occurred over the past week. The suspected shooter has been identified as Edward Zamora Giron. Amoroso said that after officers identified themselves, they forced the door open and Giron, who was lying in wait, opened fire on the officers. According to San Luis Obispo police, Giron was later found dead inside the apartment with an apparent self-inflicted fatal gunshot wound as well as other wounds from officers returning fire. The San Luis Obispo County Sheriff's Office will be working with the District Attorney's Office to continue investigating the incident. For KCBX News, I'm Benjamin Perper.